Said his source for saying that tumah is only dechuya for the tzibur, but not completely mutter for the tzibur, is actually a brisa. The brisa says if a kohen is offering the oimer and the oimer becomes tameh, other barley should be used. If there's no other barley to use, the kohen should be quiet and offer it anyway. We see that when possible, tameh barley should not be used. This shows that tumah is only overridden; it's dechuya for the tzibur, but it's not hutter b'tzibur. Rav Nachman said although tumah is mutter for the tzibur, and you really don't have to search for tumah for tahar items, it would not allow for a tamei carbon to be eaten. Therefore, in a case like the Omer, where the leftovers have to be eaten, we have to try and use tar barley, so you should be able to eat it. A braisa says if a kohen was offering the mincha that accompanies either bulls, rams, or sheep, and it became tameh, he should use other flour. If there's no other flour, he should remain silent and offer the tameh flour. Presumably, the braisa is discussing the bulls, rams, and sheep of the korban musaf for Yom Tov, and still he must try and bring tar flour, even though this mincha is not eaten, the shiari mincha is not eaten, which would mean that tumah is only overridden, but it's not actually hutter b'tzibur. Mara says Rav Nachman would say the bulls referred to are the bulls brought for an unintentional being over of Avodah Zarah by the tzibur. Although it's a carbon of the tzibur, since there's no set time for this carbon to be brought, it's only if the aver was done, so we have to try to bring from Torah items. The ram, then it's different than something which has a set time. The rams referred to are the rams brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which are considered to be personal kabbonis, and therefore they must be attempted to be brought from Torah items. The sheep referred to are the sheep brought with the Omer, and the mincha is the Omer itself. The Omer must be brought with Torah, since it must be eaten, like we just explained before. Check the mark again. The braisa says, if blood became tameh and was then offered on the mizbeach, if it was done by shoygi, the carbon is accepted. If it was done by mezid, the carbon is not accepted. We see that tumah is not completely mutter. Mar says the braisa is referring to the carbon of an individual. Tumah is only hutter b'tzibur. Here we're talking about a yochid. Check the mark again. The braisa says that the tzitz provides acceptance ritzui for carbonis brought when the items are tameh, whether a private or tzibridik carbon. We see that tumah is merely overridden, it's not fully mutter. The braisa means to say that the tzitz is only needed for the acceptance of tumah private carbonis. Because the rechnami, for a tzibr, it could be totally overridden. Because another answer, the tzitz is only needed for tumah tzibr carbonis that don't have a set time to be offered, like we explained above. But if it does have a set time, it would be totally hutter b'tzibr. Braisa says that the tzitz is effective to provide acceptance for personal korbanos that are tomei, since we find that tumah is mutter for the tzibur. So then now this is problematic according to Rav Sheish. He says it's not mutter for the tzibur, it's only dochui for the tzibur. Mara says this braisa clearly argues in the view of Rav Sheish, but Rav Sheish has another tana who holds like his view, because the braisa says, or Shimon says, the tzitz provides for acceptance while it is being worn by the kohen gadol and even while not being worn. Rabbi Yehuda says it only provides acceptance while being worn. Rav Shimon asks, on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol doesn't wear the tzitz while in the kachay kodeshim, and yet if the carbon became tameh, it would be accepted. Rabbi Yehuda answered, on Yom Kippur it's accepted because tumah is permitted for the tzibur. It must be that Rav Shimon argues and says that the tumah is not permitted. It's only doch, it's only overridden for the tzibur, like Rav Sheish said. So here you see Rav Sheish has a tana to rely on. So even though the brais that we brought down doesn't agree with Rav Sheish, we have a tana of Shimon who does agree with Rav Sheish. Mara says that Abaya says, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that if a tzitz is broken, it can't provide acceptance. It won't bring ritzui. The machlokes is when it's not being worn and simply hanging on the wall. Rabbi Yehuda learns in the pasuk al meitzach v'nosa. He says acceptance is only when it's on the meitzach, on the forehead of the kohen gadol. Rav Shimon learns from the pasuk tamid deratzon lefnei Hashem that tamid can't mean that it has to be worn constantly, because it can't be worn constantly, because the kohen gadol goes to the bathroom where he's sleeping, he's not allowed with a tzitz. So it must be that it means that it constantly provides ritzui, acceptance, whether it's being worn or not. Yehuda says that Tomid teaches that he's not allowed to be Messiah Das from the tzitz for even a second. Rabbi Rav Huna said, from here we learn that one may never be Messiah Das from his tefillin while he's wearing his tefillin. Because if you're not allowed to be Messiah Das from the tzitz, which only has Hashem's name written once, how much more so, Kal v'chomer, you can't be Messiah Das from tefillin, which has many mentions of Hashem's name inside.